Hey, Tina.
Oh, hi, Ted. I saw your message, so let me go back to the account. And I just want to confirm, because I do see that that domain transfer was completed back in the day, so I just want to make sure that the site I found was the same one that you want to use. So give me a second here.
Okay.
It was for... Well, you got fast in and out the store, the typical man, huh? If it were me, I'd still be there.
I went in for beer and cigarettes.
Oh, there you go.
It was the gas station. I just needed beer and cigarettes. So.
Oh, now you're ready for the weekend, huh?
Yeah.
I love it.
Or at least so tonight, right?
Yeah, at least tonight, yep. So it's greenfamilytreeservices.com, correct?
Can we do it without the S on the end? It's just Green Family Tree Service, or was that what it was?
Well, that's what the one that I see that it was, but if it's available, we could definitely get the new one for you, but it'll be based on availability. So what I'm going to do is just finish creating the account and put some notes in here, and then I'll have my technician call you back on Monday. So I'll let them know if the domain is available without the S that you would prefer that. Did you get a chance to look at the new site examples that I sent you on the email?
Hold on one second.
They're much, much better than they used to. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so there. If you open up the one that has the three samples, it's cool because the sites will resize if the end user is looking at it on a regular computer, a tablet, or a smartphone. So if you click on, like, the desktop version, you'll be able to see at the top how it has, like, the side monitor. You'll be able to see what the site would look like full screen, okay? And then if you go back and you click on the tablet one, it will show you what the site would resize to on a tablet and so on and so forth. So, and okay. Then what they'll do is they'll take images off of your Facebook for the site. And of course, if you have anything fresh that you'd like to send over, you can do that as well.
Okay. And would I be able to log in and change pictures, or is that something you guys have to do?
Yep, no, once the account's paid, you'll have access to the dashboard. So you can go on the dashboard and you can upload pictures right there. So I would suggest hold off until Monday when you actually talk to the technician, because that way they can purchase the domain and start building the site. But once the site launches, then it's very easy to go on there and send new pictures through.
Okay. Now, you guys already set me up with the domain. The website domain. I'm not very technologically proficient, I guess you could say. So I would imagine when you say a domain name, it's the website.
The web address, exactly. That's what I'm talking about with the domain.
So you guys set me up with one first. I'm pretty sure it was greenfamilytreeservice.com. And then I purchased it from you when I went to, what was that, Town Square?
Let me check.
Because
it is saying, it's saying back in January. Well, no, actually, I put that in there. Never mind. So domain code, let's see here. I'm looking if there's any notes here as to what the domain was. It says complete. Domain transfer greenfamilytreeservice.com has been completed. That was on July 14th of last year. So that's good. So you still have access to it. So let me just put a note in here that that's the domain that you're going to use, is the one that you originally purchased from us. That's so funny. You went through that purchase and sent it to Town Square, and then they never even used it. I wonder why they never used it.
They
they sent me a sample website and all that, and as far as I knew, it was up and running. And then, you know, I've got three calls that referenced my website, because I wasn't getting
any traffic. Well, theirs had the S at the end, though. No, but theirs had the S at the end, remember? And this one is just the open domain. So for the new site, you want the one without the S, is that correct?
Yeah, just Green Family Tree Service.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so let me just re-verify everything since it's been 7 months. I know the email's still correct. You still want to promote this phone number?
Yes, this is the only way to get a hold of me.
Okay, perfect. And then what about 736 Alameda Avenue? Is that still the business address?
736 Alameda. Yeah, but I don't want that on the website. That's my house. That's my home office.
Mhm. So we can hide the address, and the way it is now is it's hidden on there. I just want to make sure that it coincides with the same address that was used initially, just so it doesn't. So initially you did use the home address to verify, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because I'm looking at the Google listing right now, and it has just Green Family Tree Service on there with your city and state, but the actual street address is blocked out. So for the $299, Ted, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I could change that anytime I want, right?
Correct. You can even go on your dashboard and update billing, or you could call in and we can help you.
Okay. We're going to start it off with a credit card, and we'll just make the same thing we had before recurring. And then because I've had a slow month or month and a half, so I want to put it on credit for right now, and then we'll get it switched over to the business account once things get rolling again.
Okay. Since you're doing it that way, I want to let you know you'll still get invoices for the cards that go on the credit, so you can still submit it as a business expense at the end of the year. Sometimes people think, oh, no, I should have used my business card, but you can use any card because you'll still get receipts for the transactions, okay?
Yeah, and I'm a sole prop anyway, so as far as that goes, it wouldn't matter either way.
Doesn't matter. Okay, good. So is the billing address also the same?
Yes.
Okay, and then the card number when you're ready.
5524.
Okay.
4800.
Got it.
0336.
Uh-huh.
6358.
Okay, expiration?
0524.
5 of 24, and then the little code on the back?
294.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for Monday for the technician to call you to going over the setup. And some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, but it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Green Family Tree Service.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Ted Green, owner-operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yep, I'll tell you what it means and then I'll repeat it. All it means is if you do anything else for your business online down the road, just let us know about it so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing. Okay, so okay. It says, in hiring us, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. And remember, I'm starting this off fresh on February 10th in the non-refundable amount of just $299. When your term is complete, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, when they call you on Monday, it's going to be about a 20, maybe 30-minute call where they'll go over your keywords and get you set up. What works best, morning or afternoon? And then I'll tell you what's available.
Well, let's try morning first.
Okay. See, we're 3 hours behind, so we open at 10 your time. So I'm just trying to set the invoice so that it's not going to show overdue real quick. And I don't want it to trigger any past invoices. So let me fix that one more time before I process, and then I'll open the calendar.
Okay.
You know how computers are sometimes. They have a mind of their own.
I'll tell you what. That's why I work with chainsaws and screws and lifts and that's all mechanical. I can figure that out. You put me in front of a computer, I can navigate. I'm okay, but it's like,
yeah,
I ain't built my own website. I'll put it to you like that.
And they don't always cooperate, you know. There's sometimes internet goes down and things freeze and, you know, and sometimes it drives me crazy. I work in a building full of technicians and I'm like, man, I would throw this thing out the window if I could, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if you could note the account. I mean, obviously you're going to give me a window of time that they're going to call, so I'll be ready for Monday.
Yes,
but if
absolutely.
If anybody's going to call me, it's always best to just shoot me a text first that says, hey, it's Local Splash. We need to talk to you. We're going to give you a shout.
Absolutely. Good call, because oftentimes people don't know it's us, so they don't answer it, and then they miss the client interview. One thing that I pride myself on is they'll always call you 3 times. They'll call you if they miss it. They'll call back again 5 minutes later. If they miss it, they call again at the 15-minute mark. But just to have to avoid all that, I'll put a note in here for them to actually send you a text message first, and then that way you're alerted and you'll be able to answer the call, okay?
Yeah, just because I get so much damn spam. Usually I don't answer the phone unless I recognize the number. Like when you call me back, you are calling from the same number every time. It is what pops up on my thing. So it's like I know that number, so I'll answer it. So
right.
Other than that, it text me or leave a voicemail. You know? So
yeah, absolutely. So I'll put that in there. Now, since you get a lot of spam calls, I can put a note in here for them to include a tracking number. And what that would mean is they would purchase a brand new 330 area code number. When people call, it would transfer over to your number, and then it would eliminate a lot of the spam callers. So it's usually an upsell for our existing clients. We usually charge a little bit extra for it, but if you think that you want to try it, I can include it for you at no additional cost.
So when they call through when a customer calls through the website, you're saying?
Yeah, through the website, through the Google listing, through any of the directories we put you on, through the Facebook. All of that would be using a tracking number, and the reason it eliminates spam calls, Ted, is there will be a press 1, press 2 greeting on there. So when people call, it'll say press 1 if you're a new customer, press 2 if you're an existing customer. Both options will come over to ring to your phone, but if it's a spam call, sometimes those are computer generated and it's not an actual person on the other end, so those would fall off, and when you're connected through that number, it would actually be an actual person there.
Okay. So would it come up on my caller ID as the same number every time?
Yep. They'll actually, once they set the number up, they'll call you and they'll tell you to save it in your phone as local leads. That way, when you see local leads calling, you'll know it's as a result of your Google and your website and the Facebook ads and whatnot.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, there's even an app that goes with it. So if you miss a call, you can go into the app and listen to the call. And also it records calls for quality assurance. So let's say that you're up in a tree midair at some time and someone says, hey, can you come to my house, 123 Main Street? And maybe after you get off the phone, you're like, oh, shoot, I forgot to write it down. You can go back into the app and listen to the call and you can retrieve the information that you need. So I'll put a note in here that, yeah, we're going to do the tracking number for you. And then for Monday, let's see here. I have 11 o'clock, 12, 1, or 4 p.m.?
Let's do 4 p.m.
4 p.m., okay. So I'm going to block out a whole hour on Monday from 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly...
Well, like I said, if they shoot me a text first, I know the call's coming in. I'll answer it right away, so it'll be no problem.
Okay, good. No, the reason I always say give it the hour window is you would be surprised. I've had people before, they're scheduled for 4 and they're calling me at 4:01 mad because they didn't get the call. And I'm like, well, just give it a few more minutes.
Someone will call you. I'm way more patient than that because my girlfriend calls it TED time that I'm on because it's I'll be there. I'll be there at 1, and then it's like 3:30.
I can relate. My husband's Hawaiian and Samoan, so they call him Island Time. So I can relate. When we go to family gatherings.
A badge of honor.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, you know, I'm from a different generation, so I always like to say it's fashionably late, you know. Nobody wants to be the first one to the party, you know.
The best thing is come to those who wait. That's why I'm late.
Exactly. So that's so funny. Thanks for the laugh. So I want to double check here, and I'm going to put the call tracking in so that you have it. And then I'm going to send you, you might have gotten an email that says thank you or a text saying thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's going to be a little button in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. Just go in there and go all the way to the bottom and hit confirm signature. And then it'll say, are you authorized on the account? Check the box yes. Once you do that, it might ask you for a username and password. If it does, you don't need that right now. That will be provided for you on Monday. But my main thing is, you know, making sure that the pricing and all these extra bells and whistles are locked in for you. And then let me see here. Okay, and then you got the customer support. You didn't get it yet?
I didn't get an email or a text. From welcome. Yours were the last text or emails that I got.
Okay, so let me trigger that manually, which it'll go out and it'll say your initial invoice, and then it will actually here.
Are you sending it to my email?
Mm-hmm. I just got to find it here, Local Splash. Here it is. It'll go to your email, but it should trigger a text too, so it should come both ways. Let me just make sure it was sent. Yeah.
And so I'm getting the widget for Facebook that basically reminds people.
Yeah, the Facebook ads, they're going to set that all up for you on Monday. So it's going to start tracking what people in your area are searching for. Have you ever noticed that, that if you're like searching for, like, for example, you and I just talked about beer and cigarettes. I wouldn't be surprised next time we go on our social media if there's going to be some ads for beers and cigarettes coming up. That's because, and I'm convinced that the search engines also pull that data through the Siri and the Alexa through our phones and our voice apps, right? But they absolutely track if somebody's searching for things like that. Next time they go on Facebook, there will be ads for what they exactly searched for. So that's what we're going to do with your Facebook ads. We'll make sure if they're searching for tree service or stump grinding or anything that has to do with what you offer, that now those ads will start popping up in your area with the Facebook link on it, advertising your company. Okay.
Okay. All right. I got this. I did look up that Green Family Tree Service. It says it's not available. So, that means I still own it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good thing.
I think so. But if there's any problems with that, they'll get through the kinks of that on Monday. But it definitely says that that domain transfer went through back in July and that you do own that domain. So my only question is why when Town Square built one, they put the S on there, because they should have done it without the S since that's the one you wanted. But in any case, it doesn't matter because their site's down right now anyway. So
yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
My
last question.
Know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I know we're on delay. Go ahead.
Sorry, Ted. My last question is, do you have access to the Google Business page? Because you're going to have to go back in and add us as a manager.
I don't know how to access that because when I search for it, it doesn't even come up.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email with the instructions, but more than likely you're going to have to contact Townsquare Interactive and tell them I need to be added as an owner to my Google Business page. And then once they add you as an owner, then you can go in and add Local Splash as a manager. So if they give you a hard time and they say, oh, we can't give you access to it, and they give you a hard time, just let us know on Monday, because then we'll go through an advanced verification process so that we can get access to it. It takes a little bit longer that way, but it can be done. So, if you call them and let them know that you need to have access to it, more than likely they're just going to give you a username and a password where you can go in and have access to it, okay?
Okay. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I just looked up the one that they have with the S on the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on.
But it's attached to the Google Business page, Green Family Tree Service, and it has your phone number on here. And then the website that's attached to it has the S on it. But when I click on it, it just says it's a Town Square Interactive site. It doesn't bring anything up.
Oh, okay. All right. So my domain would be the same, the Green Family Tree Service.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. Your domain's going to be the same, but we just want to go into this Google listing so that we can change that. We're going to take the one with the S off, and we're going to put the one without the S on. We'll build the new site and we'll optimize this page, because if we try to build a new Google Business page for you, what will happen is that will show up as a duplicate and it will hurt your rankings. So it's going to be best to get access to this. But like I said, okay, Don't worry about any of that now, because like I said, if Townsquare doesn't give you access to it by 4 o'clock on Monday when you have the client interview, then I'll just put a note in here that you have to go through that advanced verification process so that we can get at it. Okay.
Yeah. I'll just get a hold of them first thing. They'll give it to me because mine. I own it. So
that's what I tell people. And I always tell them, if they give you a hard time, you tell them that the business page belongs to your business. They were only supposed to manage it for you. That's like if someone stops working with us, we give the information back over to them. Why would we keep it if we're not doing anything with it, you know? And the same thing with them. If you're not working with them anymore, why would they want to keep it? So, yeah, I think it'll be an easy process.
Yeah, technically the only thing that belongs to them is the content. And if it's down, then I'll even look through my emails and see if I can find the login info and see if I could get in there somehow, unless they got it locked out or whatever.
Yeah, so you might even want to try to go to business.google.com. When you do that, there's going to be a login button at the upper right. You might want to just go in there and try to log in with your own information that you can remember. Sometimes people don't realize that they created it in the first place, and then they added, you know, you could have added Town Square, and then you could just go in there and take Town Square off and then use the email that I sent you to add Local Flash. But if when you click on sign in, you can't get in, then don't worry about it. We'll take care of it for you on Monday.
All right, let me ask you one more question. Do you have my original login stuff?
I'll send you the login credentials right now. Here, let me.
This maybe
is
they
for your.
Maybe
well,
they
no, this is for your back
it,
office with. No, this is your back office with us. This has nothing to do with your Google Business page. So I'm going to send you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. That's just so that you can get onto our back office and you can upload pictures and you can look at results. Those old leads that were on there from last year, those are stored on the dashboard. So you can go into the dashboard that we have provided for you and track results. But this doesn't have anything to do with the Google Business page. Let me see if April is still here, because we're getting to the end of the business day, and I'll ask her if she can look real quick if we still have access to it. Because if we do, that would be best case scenario, because then we could just, you know, make sure that you're here. Ted Green, put, can you do me a favor? Check if we still have access to Google Business page. Okay.
Don't get paid for that. Okay, yeah, I got the dashboard login.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. So you'll have full access to that. Okay, so you're all good to go. So I'll just wait a second and stall for time for a little bit just to see if April responds. And if not...
And I get it. It's Friday. If we got to wait till Monday, no big deal. It's Friday. It's the end of your day. You don't have to... You don't have to kill it. I get it. I want to go home too. So, but
yeah. Well, I don't mind if I can catch her. I don't know. It says here that she's active, but I don't know what that means. Maybe she's active, but she's at a meeting or something like that. So, normally she'll text back at least, hey, give me a second. I'll look into it, but I haven't gotten a response yet. So we'll just table that for Monday. But other than that, welcome aboard again, Ted. I know that you're absolutely going to love it. So have a very successful year. I'm super excited for you. And then, like I said, I personally will be out for 2 weeks due to the surgery on Monday. But if you need me after that duration, just feel free to call me at my extension. If not, just hit option one when you call in, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, Tina. I really appreciate it. And good luck with surgery. I hope everything goes good and you heal up quick. And
thank
the only
you.
Other thing is just make sure that they shoot a text before they call. So I know the answer for sure. And if I don't answer, if they leave a voicemail, I will call back immediately.
Okay. I'm not going to drop the ball on that. As soon as we hang up, I'm going to put some notes in here, and I'm going to remind them to send the text first. And then I'm also going to put to you know, make those three attempts just in case. You're going to probably pick up on the first or second attempt anyway because you're going to see the text. But I won't drop the ball on that. I'm going to send that over right now, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, and good luck again, Tina.
Thank you, Ted. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great weekend, too.
You too.
Hope your beer and your cigarettes last, huh?
Yeah, probably not.
My daughter works for a restaurant called BJ's Beer House, our brew house, and they brew their own beer. And I tried to, my dad lives in Chicago, I tried to send him, they have a beer club where every month they come out with new beers and they'll send it to your house. But when I went on there, it said it's only available in California. I was like, darn it, that would have been such a great present for him because he's German and he drinks beer rather than water. It's the funniest thing.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've never actually seen him drunk. I've never seen him where he gets so, like, out of control. But he likes to come home after work and have his beer, and Stella is his favorite beer. But he did tell me once, and he's 81 years old, and he's the best shape 81-year-old I've ever seen. And he said, you know what, Tina, I don't drink water. And I said, you're kidding. No, I don't. It's because I drink beer.
Yeah, I don't get drunk, but I like to have some beers and that's that. So awesome.
With him,
well, good talking.
You too. Thank you for reaching out to me today, and have a very lovely weekend coming up too. Okay.
All right. You too.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.